From Washington, this is VOA News. Fighting breaks out in Ukraine, a deadly car bomb blast in Nigeria. I'm Dave DeForest reporting from Washington. Fighting broke out today around a rebel-held city in eastern Ukraine as Ukrainian forces began a military operation against pro-Russian separatists. Ukrainian Interior Minister Arsen Avakov says the rebels shot down two Ukrainian helicopters during an assault on the city of Slavyansk, killing two pilots. Avakov said on his Facebook page that Ukraine demands the rebels free their hostages, lay down their weapons, vacate the buildings they have seized, and restore the municipal infrastructure. In Moscow, Russian President Vladimir Putin's spokesman said Ukraine's offensive today delivered a final blow to a faltering peace agreement aimed at defusing the crisis in Ukraine. Mr. Putin on Thursday demanded that Ukraine withdraw all military personnel from its troubled region near the Russian border. For more on this story, visit our website, voanews.com. A car bomb in Nigeria has killed at least 18 people at a bus terminal on the outskirts of the capital, Abuja. Police say dozens of people were wounded late Thursday in the blast. No one has claimed responsibility. Nigeria is planning to host the World Economic Forum on Africa next week. President Goodluck Jonathan is promising extraordinary security measures for the meeting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Juba for talks with South Sudan President Salva Kiir about 4 months of violence that has displaced thousands of civilians and threatened widespread famine. Scott Stearns reports.
State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki says Secretary Kerry is visiting Juba to reiterate the need for all parties to respect a ceasefire, stop attacking civilians, and fully cooperate with the United Nations and humanitarian organizations to protect civilians and to provide life-saving assistance to the people of South Sudan. Kerry will meet with President Kiir and civil society leaders, UN officials, and representatives of those displaced by the fighting before returning to Ethiopia, where he's expected to speak by telephone with former South Sudan Vice President Riek Machar. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Juba.
Syrian state media say car bombings in two villages in the province of Hama have killed 18 people, including 11 children. State television said 50 people were injured in the attacks, which occurred today in the towns of Jibrin and Humeri. The villages are under government control and consist primarily of citizens belonging to the Alawite sect of President Bashar al-Assad. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights confirmed the attack, but its contact said 15 people were killed. No one has claimed responsibility for the bombings. Authorities in South Korea's capital, Seoul, say a subway train has crashed into another train, injuring about 170 people. None of the injuries was serious. Officials said the accident occurred today near the Sungwangsimni station in the east of the city. One of the cars derailed when a train crashed into the back of another that had stopped at the station. Authorities are investigating what may have caused the crash. Indian officials say militants have killed 10 people in the northeastern state of Assam. Authorities say the killings took place in two separate incidents late Thursday. The insurgents opened fire on two houses in the Kokrajhar district, killing 7 people. In the Daska district, the militants killed 3 people. Officials say rebels from the National Democratic Front for Bodoland are responsible for the attacks. A suicide attack in northeastern Afghanistan has killed at least 13 people, including 6 policemen. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attackers detonating a vehicle packed with explosives at a busy checkpoint in Panjshir province on Thursday. More than 20 other people were wounded in the blast, some critically. The 4 attackers were also killed. The suicide bombing took place near the border with Parwan province. Our top news story at this hour: fighting broke out today around a rebel-held city in eastern Ukraine. Ukrainian forces began a military operation against pro-Russian separatists. Briefly looking at stocks, Asian Pacific stock markets were mixed at the close of today's trading sessions. I'm Dave DeForest. More news on the internet at voanews.com.
You're listening to the African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
Think. People speak out on important questions. The question today:
who is your favorite musician and why?
Yeah, that's a difficult one, but I think for now I'll go with Norah Jones. Yeah, I mean, her music is very soft, very chilled, and I can listen to it while I paint. So,
my favorite musician is called Lokwa Kanza. He comes from Democratic Republic of Congo.
Gordon Kong, because he's inspiring. He helps people to love their countries. Like, all his songs are talking about country and all that stuff. So he's inspiring so much.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.